This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines now by Butte County Pirates head coach Sam Thorngren. Coach Thorngren, thank you for taking some time with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, you're in your eighth season now as the lead man at Butte County, coming off of a 5-4 season last year. How has fall camp been thus far, and what's the atmosphere been like?
Camp's been pretty good. We've actually been fighting the weather. We had to cancel a couple practices because of lightning, but the kids looked really good. They're even with the missed practices, it doesn't really seem like we're behind that much.
You were hit hard by injuries late in the season last year. How are the numbers looking, and what's the depth like for this season?
Depth's a lot better. We knew last year if we had a couple injuries, we'd be pretty shortchanged, and we were a good team until we kind of ran out of guys. But the good thing last year, most of the team was freshmen and sophomores, where this year they're more sophomores and juniors. So we only have about 24 kids, but most of them are a little more ready for varsity ball this year. So we should be, depth should be a lot better.
You mentioned those sophomores and juniors. Who do you have coming back on offense that we need to watch out for this season?
We got four running backs that are all pretty good kids, and it's really almost too hard to say who's going to be the lead man at this point, or if there will be one. We got Kent Cummins was our leading rusher last year, and he's back. He's a power back. And then we got a couple juniors now, Zach Carroll and Jeremy Hill, and they were the two of the ones that got hurt last year, and they're our speed backs. They're more big play guys. They're going to do a lot of good things. And then we have a sack, Schooner Collins. He's going to be a load as well. So our depth's good. It's going to be a lot of fun trying to divvy carries between those guys.
Visiting with Butte County Pirates head coach Sam Thorngren. Coach, what aspects of the offense are you working to improve on from last year?
We always talk about getting better and passing the ball. I mean, we've been a run-dominated team, and we're still going to be that way, but we just want to be a little more efficient throwing the ball when we do it, and we're just looking for consistency. Last year we didn't have it. We were really good at times, and other times we weren't so good, and I think we will be able to be more consistent because we got, you know, some good backs, but I think we got a really good line in front of them, and that should be the most important thing for us.
Let's go to the defense now. Who have you got coming back on the defensive side of the ball, and who's going to be your leaders there?
Garrett Blattner was a first-team All-Conference on the defensive line last year. He should be pretty tough on that D-line, along with Fritter Beard and Keller Lampson should be pretty tough. And then, once again, we got Kent Cummins on as a linebacker. So, you know, our front wall is going to be really tough. It really is going to depend on how well our defensive backs step up. I'm looking for Jeremy Helm to have a big year with those guys.
Are the defensive backs the area of improvement that you're trying to focus on defense for this year, or is there a different area?
I think our defensive backs, they're pretty solid. We want to get more interceptions. We didn't have a lot of those last year, so we're looking to make some big plays and, of course, prevent them. Our big thing, though, is our depth's actually better at defensive back. It's linebackers where we're a little short. We got a lot of D linemen, a lot of defensive backs. We don't have those in between guys at linebackers, so we're probably going to have to put some smaller kids in there that can really run, which is good for our speed. But if teams actually try to power it on us, it'll be interesting to see how our guys hold up.
Chatting with Butte County Pirates head coach Sam Thorngren. Coach, your conference changes this year as Butte County, along with Grace and Challis, are now in your own three-team conference, which brings up an interesting dynamic that we really don't see in any other football conferences around the state. You play the teams in your conference twice during the regular season. For you, how does that make this must-see football?
It's strange. You know, it is really strange. Football's not really one of those that's made for the rematch, especially on a year-to-year basis. It makes it kind of fun because it's going to be a lot of fun to see how teams adjust the second time you play a conference team, or let alone the first time. Are people going to hold back a lot of things the first go-round? Or, you know, it's going to change a lot of things, that's for sure.
For you and your squad this year, what do you feel is the X factor to the success of your season?
I'd have to go back to consistency. You know, We just can't make the mistakes that beat us. That'll be the big thing. I think we're good enough to compete with anybody. You know, I'd like to think we're one of the ones that are going to contend for a state title. It's just going to be a matter of making sure we show up each and every week and don't overlook anybody.
Last question for you, Coach. It's a new season. new year, fresh slate. What are you the most excited about for this upcoming season?
I just want to get the thing going. it's always interesting to see who's going to step up around the state. You know, I'll be watching scores from that fourth district and up north, and you know, it's just exciting to get it going and figure out, you know, who the main contenders are going to be.
Coach Thorngren, thank you so much for your time today. We certainly appreciate it. Good luck to you and the Pirates this season.
Okay, thank you.
That's Butte County Pirates head coach Sam Thorngren. Don't forget, you can get updated scores, schedules, power rankings, and standings for all Butte County.